The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. A few weeks ago, right after Christmas, I joined some seminarian classmates of mine who are all now priests. We were down in Southern California for a few days of rest after Christmas. And there's an older priest, a priest who was one of our professors and spiritual directors all through the seminary, who joins us each year for this gathering. He's probably around 70 years old now. And we are talking about the Holy Father, Pope Francis's new apostolic exhortation. And in there, he speaks of homilies, homiletics, and he's speaking to priests in particular. And we were all saying how much we enjoyed that part, and the priest who has been our spiritual director, he said, "You know, what I loved about it is he spoke of the effectiveness of preaching." And he says, you know what I mean? When you're up there preaching and this power comes over you and you know that you are not alone. And all of us knew immediately what he was talking about because we've heard him preach. And I think every time he gets up to preach, this power comes over him. And I think it's simply because of his union with our Lord. And when he preaches, it's funny, on a natural level, outside of Mass, he's not very impressive. Right? You meet him and he's not someone who demands respect. Actually, you might pass by and you don't think anything of him. And he gets up and he preaches, and it is the authority of Christ with which he preaches. And it's an authority that every priest can have the closer we grow in union with him. I sometimes think St. John Vianney, when he would preach, you know, John Vianney, I don't think he was very impressive. And you read his homilies and think, gosh, there's nothing special about these. There's hardly a single word more than five letters long. You know, this simple, simple preaching. And yet he would convert hearts by the thousands. Christ, a new teaching with authority, and the authority went to the degree that he could cast out evil spirits. And this authority of Christ is now the authority of the church that he has entrusted to his church. When I was at this most recent exorcism, one of the things that really struck me is when the priest would demand something of the evil spirit, he would say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, and by the authority of the bishop of this diocese, which has been given to me, I command you." And the evil spirit, no matter what he asked, would have to comply. And the exorcist said, there are times where a priest tries to do an exorcism without being delegated by the bishop, and the evil spirit mocks him because he's not coming at him with the authority of Christ. My brothers and sisters, this is why when we are obedient to the church in matters of faith and morals, when we live out our faith as the saints recommend to us, that authority, that power of Christ comes into our lives and we experience something not unlike this man who was set free. The freedom of Christ that we receive through obedience to his word given through the church.